The Tale of Farmer Tom and the Talking Crops by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in the heart of the British countryside, there lived a farmer named Tom. Now, Farmer Tom wasn't your ordinary farmer. He had a cheerful demeanor and a green thumb that could make even the most stubborn plants burst into bloom. His farm was a symphony of colors, with flowers swaying in the breeze and vegetables thriving in the golden sunlight. One sunny morning, as Farmer Tom was tending to his garden, he noticed something peculiar. Faint whispers carried by the wind tickled his ears. At first, he thought it was just the playful breeze, but as he listened carefully, he realized the sounds were coming from his crops. "Good morning, Farmer Tom," said a cheerful voice that seemed to emanate from the rows of corn. Farmer Tom blinked in surprise. "Did you just talk?" The corn chuckled. "Indeed, we did. We've been trying to get your attention for ages." And so, Farmer Tom discovered that his crops could talk. Each plant had its own personality and desires. The tomatoes preferred a bit more sunlight, the carrots wanted extra water, and the pumpkins loved a good chat about the weather. Instead of dismissing the talking crops as a quirk, Farmer Tom embraced the opportunity to cultivate conversations. Armed with a watering can and a listening ear, he spent hours in his garden, tending to the needs of his newfound friends. The corn sighed with contentment, the tomatoes blushed with joy, and the carrots wiggled happily in the soil. The garden transformed into a lively community where every plant had a voice, and Farmer Tom was their caring mediator. One day, the crops gathered Farmer Tom for an urgent meeting. "We've decided to thank you for your kindness," declared the sunflowers with a nod. "Thank me? But you're the ones providing the food and beauty," Farmer Tom exclaimed. The crops insisted, "You've listened to us and made our lives better. Now it's time to make your life better." And so, the talking crops collaborated to organize the most spectacular harvest feast the village had ever seen. The pumpkins turned into festive lanterns, the tomatoes became juicy salads, and the corn became golden decorations. The entire village gathered at Farmer Tom's farm, marveling at the abundance of delicious food. Laughter echoed, and the air was filled with gratitude. Farmer Tom, overwhelmed with joy, realized that listening to the needs of others had not only enriched his life, but had also brought happiness to everyone around him. As the harvest feast came to an end, the crops whispered their final words of gratitude. "Thank you, Farmer Tom, for being a friend to the roots and the shoots. May your fields be forever fertile and your heart forever light." And so, in the heart of the British countryside, the tale of Farmer Tom and the talking crops became a cherished story, reminding everyone that listening to the needs of others can cultivate a garden of joy and success in the fields of life.